I want the stuff for me. When I'm in love, I want it for someone else. That's the difference. Yes?
That which is worth pursuing is love alone. But how should he be contained in anyone's trap? Mm-hmm. Maybe you may come and be made his prey. You may discard the trap and go into his trap. Love is saying very softly into my ear, to be a prey is better than to be a hunter.
Aha, this is the secret that you don't know. Why? Because you're at the one side of this game that we're talking about. Listen to the other side. Other side is love. Love will tell you it's better to be hunted than be hunter. Period. Logically, tell this to your animal. Whoa. Me? I have to be there, and me, ego, blah, 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 all of that. I want to be the hunter. I want to grab it. Yes. But it doesn't happen. Period. It never happened, and nobody looks at it that way. You are silly. So, this is the secret that love is telling you. It's better to be hunted than being a hunter. Yes?
Make yourself my fool and be a dupe. Renounce the estate of the sun. Become a speck.
Aha! That's something that you don't even think about it. And you want to go to the next verse, because this was no good. Somebody's telling you that, let go of trying to be the sun. Be a sparkle. What's your answer? There is one thing you don't get. If you're a sparkle, you're a sparkle. But being a sun, you're not a sun. You cannot be the sun. Impossible. That enormous stuff, you want to be that? You're silly. So let go of that one, because that's the meaning of a hunter. Who is the hunter? Who is the hunter? You think that hunter is somebody who hunts everything? No. It depends which hunter you're talking about. One is the hunter of the rabbit. One is the hunter of the cow. So, which one should we talk about? Hunter is a killer. Right? Hunter is someone who somehow kills another living creature for a personal benefit. That's what hunting is all about, right? So, what's good about it? If I don't need the food, then do I hunt? Why should I? I don't need, right? There is another kind of hunting, which is not killing, but it's killing in a way. That's the hunting of love. Love will come in and will kill parts of me. Which parts? We're talking about it. These four birds in me should be killed. I should be free of that enormous inflated ego. That's the image of sun you could have. Say, let go of that. Become a sparkle. Yes?
Become a dweller at my door and be homeless. Do not pretend to be a candle. Be a moth.
What is the difference? This is something that is quite ridiculous, because everybody knows that the relationship over there is not a relationship. This silly butterfly will flight towards the candle and will burn and will die. But historically, we made a love story out of that. Why? Because one of these fellows is alive. The other one is what? Is light. Yes. Which is that fantastic stuff, magical stuff, which is doing all the impossible stuff and blah blah blah. So this one is in love with that one, right? And we'll approach it and we'll be sacrificed, we'll be killed, right? Then what? The other one is being killed. The candle. What's happening to candle? Candle is burning itself to make that light. So which one is being killed? Both. It's a different story when you look at it. And which one do you want to be? You need to be that butterfly. Why? Because you are a butterfly with a big ego. That's what it is. The butterfly is ego. The candle is not selfish. It just burns. That's what it is. So he's calling you that. Okay, love is telling you that don't do a lot of stuff. Sit down. Be quiet. And don't think about being the candle. Be the butterfly. Yes.
That you may taste the savor of life and contemplate the sovereignty hidden in servitude.
That's the key word. One of the main things that here we bring in here and then is yin and yang. Remember? Logically, the brain will say this or that. We will say this and that. Two sides of the coin. It's not either. Both are together. You say, oh, think about being a king. Think about being a slave. Two sides of the coin, right? One is extreme. You are the king, you tell everyone what to do. The other one, you are the slave and everyone will tell you what to do. Which one is better? When they question, honestly, your brain will say, of course, being a king. Why? But let's think about it. What is the king's duty? A lot. Because the king should take care of the slave, should think about all of them, should think about this. It's an enormous responsibility. It's not that fellow who is laying down and having the grape that you see in the movies. Whatever problem is, they bring it to him. He should think about it. He should do something about it. What about the slave? Slave doesn't care. Sits down. Will be called. Do this. Will do that. So what? No responsibility. Do you remember? First thing we talked about it. This idea is about the standing of being responsible. It says, being a king adds to your responsibility. Being a slave will reduce it. Now which one do you want? Because that's the trick. Yes. And this is not the only thing. This is all around you. Look around you. Whatever you see has two sides. If you look at one side, it's fantastic. If you look at the other side, every single day, dressing up and going and running for 5 kilometers around and coming back home. That's a stupid thing to do. And doing it every day is more stupid. But it's fantastic, it feels good and all of that. Is it good or bad? Depends which position or which angle are you looking at it. This is the trick of understanding the universe. The simplest way of understanding the universe is not to understand it. Have a fake idea about it. This is something that we always do. Here we talked about we, but out there what we do, the word I learned today, otherization. We do otherization. Me. These are not with me. Those are not me. We are all one. And we have to understand that. And everything has this side and the other side. Don't judge quickly when you hear about something to say this is good or bad. You have to think, study it, and understand both sides of it. Then you could really understand. Yes.
In this world, you see the shoes upside down. The title of kings is conferred on bondsmen. Many a one who deserves to mount the scaffold with the halter on his throat, a crowd round him cries, "Behold an emperor."
No. Translation doesn't do. No way. They call him what? Emperor, behold an emperor. No. Persian is completely different. The word is crown. Okay? You say taj. And when you want to say the king, you will say the fellow with the crown. Here is that. You will say, there is this fellow. They want to hang him. And they put a crown on top of his head. The people will shout, the king, the fellow with the crown. But how do you like that situation? This is the meaning of that crown. That crown could be on top of your head, but it's a fake. It doesn't mean that you are the king. Yes?
Like the tombs of infidels, outwardly the robes of paradise, within is the wrath of God Almighty and glorious. He has been plastered like the tombs. The veil of self-conceit has been brought before him.
Ah, that's a trick they played with you. You go to the tombs and you don't know what's going on. Because there are these people, they are dead, okay. Are they resting in peace? Some of them are not resting in peace. Some of them are the worst people, and even there they are not in peace, because if you know what's in down there, you spit on it. So they are not in that peace. But what do you look at? When you don't see it, you forget about it. This is how the fakes will cheat you. Because you forget about the real truth, reality. Yes?
Your miserable nature is plastered with virtues, like a palm tree of wax without leaves and fruit. Explaining that everyone knows the mercy of God, and everyone knows the wrath of God, and all are fleeing from the wrath of God and clinging to the mercy of God.
Yeah, okay. Everybody knows what is the anger of God.